The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. Although today we're not joined by David Trainer. Instead, it's his wingman, Kyle Guskey, investment analyst for New Constructs, joins us as David is off this week enjoying a little bit of summer. But Kyle is here, and we're going to do the exact same thing we would do with David, just we're doing it with his wingman. So what does that mean? Well, at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they set up those evaluations by starting in and evaluating securities from the bottom up, from the footnotes level and working their way to the top. What they frequently find is that a security, when you look at it that way, well, the numbers from the top down that most people are looking at are misleading. The more misleading, the more dangerous. That's how a stock winds up becoming dangerous. They do that not only for stocks, but also for mutual funds and ETFs. And if you want to learn more, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs at their site. They also blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want more information, you want to check up on something that you hear on the show or what have you, you can get that information on the website. You can also find their list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks. Kyle Guskey, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Shutterstock.
Danger, danger.
Shutterstock. That's ticker symbol SSTK. This is a company that I'm familiar with because these days in journalism, or what frequently passes for journalism, everybody is buying stock images, and that is a big part of what these guys do. They take commercial digital imagery and licensing photographs and illustrations and video clips and music and all that other sort of stuff, so that if you see a stock photo with something like my column or the way my boss's picture once wound up on John Oliver's show, well, it's somebody that's selling it. Shutterstock's one of those companies. It's a business that seems to have a lot of demand. So what's the problem with Shutterstock?
A lot of what we're seeing here is a lot of top line growth. We've seen revenues growing 36% annually from 2015. But when we get down to the economic earnings, they're actually declining 12% compounded annually. A lot of that is the cost of growing that revenue. They're spending on R&D, sales and marketing, and general administrative expenses are actually outpacing the revenue growth. And they've got a lot of misleading non-GAAP metrics. We see the adjusted EBITDA is growing much faster than GAAP net income. Non-GAAP net income is growing faster than that. And then economic earnings, which the true cash flow of the business, are headed the exact opposite direction.
When you talk about misleading earnings, explain to my audience what's misleading. What's the picture that most people see versus the picture that you see?
So when we look at, say, the press release from any company, or in this case, Shutterstock, they like to point a lot to non-GAAP metrics. Adjusted EBITDA is one of the common ones. And what it does is, because they're non-GAAP, there's a lot of leeway in what management can use or remove from those. In this case, we're seeing write-offs of property and equipment, stock-based equity compensation, amortization expenses due to acquisitions. All that gets removed. So essentially, we're taking these out and making our earnings look better than what GAAP would require. Now, we already make multiple adjustments to GAAP to kind of close some of those accounting loopholes, but non-GAAP takes it even a step back and actually allows the company to present even better metrics than what would normally be seen. So when we're looking at Shutterstock, we see economic earnings have declined the past 3 years, and non-GAAP adjusted EBITDA has actually grown 34% compounded annually. One of the biggest adjustments that Shutterstock removes from adjusted EBITDA is stock-based compensation. And in 2015, they removed $18 million, which was actually 96% of GAAP net income.
Wow. So what we're saying is the numbers here present a picture that is way different from the real profitability of the business.
Correct. Adjusted EBITDA is going straight up and economic earnings are kind of straight down.
I know it's always hard to come up with a catalyst, but is there a likely catalyst for you? And what's a fair value? If this stock is going to suffer because people figure this out, what's it going to come down to that's a more fair valuation?
At the end of the day, what we see here is Shutterstock is a content delivery platform. They don't own the content. They're relying on others to submit the content, and then they're selling it to journalists or other outlets like media advertising outlets. So at the end of the day, it's almost like a middleman platform. So we wanted to see, as middlemen, are they being grown for acquisition hopes? They're hoping someone comes and buys them out. So we created a couple of scenarios, and even if they're growing nearly 20% revenues for 20% for 5 years, we couldn't justify the current valuation. And so we wanted to look on their own, and to justify the current price, Shutterstock would need to grow NOPAT by 20% compounded annually for the next 12 years. That would also imply they have revenues of $3.4 billion, and recent estimates have the market not exceeding $4 billion until 2020. So we're almost saying they're going to take the entire market share over the next 12 or so years.
Yeah, not likely. So how big a haircut? What's a fair valuation for the stock?
So if Shutterstock can maintain trailing 12-month NOPAT margins, which are 7%, and still grow profits by 14% compounding annually for the next decade, they're only worth $31 a share today.
Well, they're trading for a lot more than that today. They're trading somewhere in the mid-50 range. So that's a pretty significant haircut. It's why Shutterstock Incorporated, ticker symbol SSTK, is in the danger zone. Kyle Gusky stepping in for David Trainer. Thanks so much for joining us here on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Kyle Gusky is an investment analyst at New Constructs. You can go to newconstructs.com for more information, to see their blog, to check out their list of the most dangerous and most attractive stocks and more. And they're on Twitter at New Constructs. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Todd Rosenbluth will be here talking about ETFs and mutual funds as Money Life rolls on right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.